We did Sifkim, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkim yet. I just wanted to add one point from yesterday, which we didn't touch on. I see in the Moshe Deir Show they raised the following question. The person grappled with a case where Yontif is Motzei Shabbos. So we say Yaknahaz, so we say Brach on the Nair. So the question is, using a Havdalah count, you can't put out the Nair on Yontif. So Kivu is not Motzei on Yontif. So if you're not going to light the regular Havdalah candle, it's just going to keep burning and burning and burning, and that's not safe. So you're going to use the regular candles that you lit from the nearest yomtiv. But there's a mile of avukah. So are you allowed to put the two candles together, and are you allowed to take the two candles apart? The question being, when you take the two candles apart, so you're diminishing the fire, and is that a form of kibbuy? Is that a problem? So Shlomo Zalman says it's not a problem. He doesn't see that it's a kibbuy. Both of them are still lit, etc. It's not really a limiting of the fire, because the lach is normally lowering the flame is also considered kibbuy. It's not just putting out totally, even lowering of the flame. See, he says it's not a real metzias. On the other hand, putting it together, some say that you're the causing, softening and causing wax to melt directly is not mutter. Doing it with groma, you light the nair, eventually the wax melts, that's fine, but doing it, you would stick a piece of wax into the flame and it should melt, that, you know, I'll do that. So are we chushes when you put it together that's what you're doing? So the assumption is that's not the problem, because it you don't hold together for that long, that's usually a problem. The other eights are really is, I mean, we've done it at home ourselves, but nowadays you can even buy it. You can buy a candle which looks like a regular candle, but it has two wicks in it. So it's an avuka. We took two candles, smaller candles, and you soften them up in hot water, and then you push them together and let them, and they become one. And you use that to light, so that now will be an avuka. So that's an eight to how to do that, and that'll just burn out like a regular candle. Mishnah Berurah of cotton tests. Kanoyim lehistakel atam dehabeinan shiuchol lahaker laoroi bein mepeil mepeil kilukameh. So the reason why we're not doing mistakel is because we're going to see in the next sip that the loch of the person has to light the nair in such a way that you can benefit from the light, and the definition of benefit is that you're it's light enough that you could tell them the different types of coins. Kanoyim lehistakel betzapernayim. So we say that the contrast between the fingernail and the skin, it's the same color. It is not a striking difference. It's something which has to have a certain level of clarity to be able to see it. So if the light is light enough for that, probably you can tell the difference between different types of coins. So we don't actually have the coins necessarily, but you always come with your hands and your fingernails. So the minhag became, instead of checking for getting a coin, we use the which is available to us. Void second minig. Reason why we the minig is to look at your fingernails. Fingernails keep growing; they're constantly growing. So it's a simon bracha. So we are looking at the beginning of the weekday. We're looking at a simon bracha. The fact that you see the Russian makes things which constantly get more and more and more. Our week should be like that as well. We look at the palm of our hands. Because in the creases and the lines on your hand, in the palm of your hand, there are different simonim there, however that works. See, we don't know what the simonim are exactly. We know there are simonim, so looking at the palm of the hands. So so what you're trying to see when you look at your hands is A, difference between the fingernails and the basar, and B, to see the satutei ayad, see the different lines and on your palm of your hand. So the minhag, he says, is that you should bend the fingers down towards the palm. In this way, you'll very clearly see the contrast between the fingernails and the basur and the satut ayad at the same time. So what you put the thumb inside and you put the four fingers down onto the palm. Fine. Shaz Raya. Get to both at the same time. Why is this on? I don't know what it is.
Low fire.
Okay. We turn the hands around, and you see the fingernails from the looking at the top of the hand, as opposed to which is called me'achareim, from behind the hand. The inside of the hand is the palm, and the outside of the hand is the back of the hand. Okay, I'm not sure why that minig, where that minig, what's the logic behind the minig, but that's the minig. He says, Dalet. Sif Dalet. In Revarkim al Ner, actually, Oisela are right. You can't make a bracha on the Ner until you are able to benefit from the light. So the language of the Gemara is actually Oisela are right. It sounds like you must actually benefit from the light. And then that would seem to indicate that this is a Birchus Nehenin. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Haino Shiyah Somak Loi B'Kdei Sheyuchol. You have to be close enough that you'd be able to differentiate between the different types of coins.
Atshia also sounds like the bracha is before or after.
Right, so that's what we're saying, that you don't need to actually benefit. You need to be close enough that you'll be able to. So once you're close enough, you're able to, you make the bracha.
Oh, add in space, not add in time.
Right, well, actually, Yerushalayim, which the Yerushalayim means until you're in the situation, you're able to benefit. You can't make the bracha until you get that situation, you're able to benefit. Even though you're outside, call Shahar Gadol Yuchul Hakar B'Mokum Shemit. If the light of that Nair is very strong and it projects its light to outside, you're able to use the light over there to be mavkin between the two types of coins. He's being Yotzah Havdalah with somebody else. And he also wants to be Yotzah with that person's bracha of Mu'areho Eish. He has to be that close. If you're not close enough, you're not Yotzah with the bracha. You don't make the bracha unless you're close enough to benefit from the light. That in a case where you're not close enough, you really have kona not to be yotzei with the bracha, and you'll benefit from the light afterwards, and you'll make the bracha, you'll get closer, and you'll make the bracha after the havdalah. Okay. So I mean, the mice, it doesn't require that you actually have the coins, and that which we were mafkin between the basur and the tipperdaim is a minig, means the meeker than you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there, able to use it. That's what the point we're saying over here.
Can you measure this as if the other lights in the room were off?
That's a good question. I am not sure, and therefore because of the suffix, I always try and be that either the lights are off or that I'm close enough that I can really get the benefit from the light. But I can't tell you for sure that you need that.
Didn't he say Bichdei?
What?
Didn't the Mechaber say Lashon of Bichdei Sheyuchal?
Right, in order that you're able to. Even though you didn't use it, you have to be able to use it. So what does able to use it mean? If there's all this electric light, I can't use this light. That's not anything for me. Or to say, well, theoretically, if light would be off, I'd be able to. So I don't know. How do you touch that?
I mean, don't we say by Pesach communion that you can have the lights on? Supposedly, so you can have the lights on with the Nair?
Some say no. I don't know.
By what?
Okay. Okay, Sif Hei. Ridiculous comments. So the bracha cannot be said on a ner which it had been lit in a way that it was a melechus aveira, and it means that it wasn't shavis. So afuke or shahudlik l'chayim l'chayla. So you lit a ner on Shabbos in a oifen of heter. It lit it for a woman who's giving birth or for a person who's sick. So she came and shalahudlik l'aveira mevorchin l'lov. It was lit on Shabbos, but it wasn't lit for an aveira situation because it was a tzarech of a heter. But alam hilika any yehudi b'Shabbos kima shim hoya malika b'yisil hoya oifer lo Shabbos imalechas aveira mikri mevorchin l'ur. Stop. Okay, so if a goy lit in there on Shabbos, and now Motzei Shabbos, I want to make a brisa. There's no. What's the avera? The goy lit it. He's not like neighbors. So this avera was this candle wasn't tuduk by avera. It was shavus from a halakas avera. So he said no. The etzem ma'isa of halakha without the heter of Sekhanas Hafoshes is the Maisa which is Osir. Happened to be the Torah didn't command the Goy. The same way Chazar is Batsa Osir, even though the Torah didn't command the Goy. So Halakha is Osir, even though the Torah did not command the Goy in that Isser, but he did something which be Yisoydoi is what's called Malacha Shabbos. So that thing cannot be used for Halakha's neighbors. So there's a famous piece from Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel clears the Lamda Shashayla. You know, we have something called Isser Gavra and Isser Chefsa. Usually the assumption is that Isser Chefsa is on the, when you're dealing with an item, and anything which you're dealing with an action is an Isser Gavra. Right? So there's nothing wrong with the item. There's no item. The Torah asks the action. That's a din on you. That don't do the action. It says, can you have an Isser Chefsa on an action? He says, you see from over here that you could. You're saying, but this intrinsically is a problematic thing. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. Well, the goy is not mitzvah in that. It's the same thing as chaser. It's not you shouldn't do something. If that's only yisr, so the goy wasn't mitzvah, so there's no variable cloud. It's not, there's something intrinsically problematic in X, therefore you, Jew, don't do it. There's something wrong with chaser, therefore don't do it. That's an isr chefsa. Something wrong with halakha and Shabbos, therefore you, Jew, don't do it. Goy can eat chaser and goy can do this. But be yisr, it's a maisa of halakha zaveira. That's the Beis Engel's Lam the Shishtikal Torah from this din. It's quite a Shmak Shishtikal, yeah. Mr. Bruya Dalin, I'm a Vorachim, I feel a bit of Yabba Layotza. The Lacha is not only Kemik and Bracha, but it doesn't work, period.
What?
Oh, you know, I didn't finish the sif. I'm sorry. I'm a Vorachim, I'll worship about his Galulim. A Nair which is used for Avada Zara, you also can't use for the Havdalah candle. Shalosh Shabbos, back Mishnah Berurah Tesvav, Hanu Shahudlik Beisur B'Shabbos, Afilu Rak B'Ben Hashemashah. So it was written lit at a time where it's prohibited to light. Even if it's only Ben Hashemashah, which is a Sufik, you can't use it. Okay. Zakhtim, fine. L'chai v'l'chalot. So like this. So the loch is the main ram is the kana. So the loch is even Chazal asked Amir la'akum. Chazal allowed us to ask a goy to light the nair for chayla even a chayla shem b'sakana. So if that's halacha says that you're supposed to you're allowed to ask the goy, so we can't look at that as an avera. Dafay and Yehudi Amalei Yisrael. If a Jew would light that for a chalash ein basakana, he's being mechal Shabbos. Oh, because yesh b'hem basakana, I feel like yirei Yisrael. Chalshin al yirei and Yehudi. This is considered a ma'isa of not a ma'isa of avera b'chlo. Mechilik b'enim hidlik la'chala mimedurus Yisrael and mimedurus shal atzmai. Kimin shul tzarch Yisrael u'behetrim hudlik. We don't care whether he lit from the goy lit from his own fire. So he transferred his own fire to this fire. So you could have a situation where his own fire that he lit from was lit on Shabbos. Then he lit this nair from that fire. So the fire that the nair was lit from, you cannot use for Havdalah. the fire which he lit, now from that for the chayla, you may use it on Motzei Shabbos. As he's pointing out, it comes out the derivative is better in halacha than the source. The source is a fire that the goy made on Shabbos, which you may not use in Rav Dolda. And now, if you light, if the Jew asks a goy to light from that a ner for a chayla, that ner that the goy lights for the chayla, you may use from Rav Dolda. Even though he lit it for himself, there's no avera. I mean, he didn't light for a Jew, even like, you know. No, it's that's a problem. Be'er Shabbos. I feel like ain't on a yoidim. If you're not sure when the guy lit it, in general they were keeping theirs lit overnight because that was very expensive, wasn't worthwhile. They put it out when they went to bed, and they turn it back, and then they would light it up again towards the end of the day when it's getting dark. That's what you assume. Now you can't use a ner shel of avodas gedolim. I feel like lo yhudlak rak b'motzei Shabbos. So now the problem isn't that it was lit on Shabbos, which is the first din. It's a totally different din. This is the ner of Avodah Zarah. The time the kiyum shum the hudlak the kawaid of us gilulim. Well, shall the hanas be mendel? So you can't use that for the benefit of the avdolah candle.
So it wasn't like the act of worship.
No, kavod is also liam. The davka shall have his ksura b'ner or b'gechel or shalom to chavim. So we have two parts to the fire. You have the flame, and then you have the fuel, which is the oil lamp or the piece of the gechel, is the charcoal. So let's say I light. The Gemara sees the act of lighting a light from another light is equivalent to, as we're transferring the light from the first item which is lit to the second item. So we should say, well, the shalhevis now, so the goy lights and there the cover of the gilulim. So you have the gechelis, you have that which is burning, and you have the flame. All of that is also. Now you light another flame from that. So you say, oh, well, you obviously did not transfer the gechelis, it's a new gechelis. But the flame transferred, and the flame was the flame of Avodas Gedolim. So, no, we don't say that. It's only as long as the shalhevis, which you're trying to use, is still connected to the fuel, which is for of Avodas Gedolim. Kim chelos yesh b'mamish v'shalhevis k'shurboi chalo iser kamal shalhevis. I mean, you still hidlik ner, mean ner shalom avodas gilulim. If a Jew would light a ner from the ner, which is lit the covenant of avodas zorah, shar levarach aleh, you can make a bracha. The kimein kam moshe shal iser. Where's the iser over here? Rak shal heves the chud. You just have the flame. Well, the loch is the shal heves ain't b'mamish. The more says the shal heves is the ain't b'mamish. The more says there's no din of hitzah on a shal heves. There's no din of me'il on a shal heves. It's not. There's nothing there. It's too ephemeral to give it a status in a loch of having iser on it. Okay. Zot the mishabura. 1 second. That's very nice, but is a Jew allowed to light his nair from that nair? So he says he's not allowed to light it from that. But if he did, the issue doesn't transfer over to the new nair. Okay. Let's say any hudi shehidlik b'motzei Shabbos miyisrael. So the goy came and lit his nair on Motzei Shabbos. So I can't use a nair of a goy. Well, yes, I could in this situation. I know that he lit in Motzei Shabbos, so that is not a problem. Okay. Oh, you saw any hudi, or vice versa. The Jew lit from the any hudi on Motzei Shabbos. Also good. But if one non-Jew lit a nair from another non-Jew, so you say, so great, The first non-Jew lit it on Shabbos, Mistami lit it on Shabbos. Can't use that. Second guy came along and lit a new Nair. It's a new Nair now. No, can't use it. Because, as we'll see, once it's goy to goy, the Jew wasn't clearly lighting it now. In people's mind, they're going to end up saying, if I can use this goy's Nair, I might as well use this, the first goy's Nair, and that's it. That's going to be problematic. By Matzah Yom Kippur, the point is you're dafka using a nair which had been lit the whole of Yom Kippur, and it was, as it were, awaiting the Jew to use, and the Jew was shavus, he did not use it because you're not allowed to use, you can't do anything with a nair on Yom Kippur. And now, Matzah Yom Kippur, he's then, as it were, partaking of it. So over here, you would have to want to connect to that nair, which is there, not just lit on Yom Kippur, but it was there since before Yom Kippur. So, but the halacha is that you don't have to use dafka that nair, you can let another nair from that nair, because that's still called, that's exactly what you couldn't do on Yom Kippur, you couldn't light another nair from this nair. And now you're, yes, letting another nair from this nair. So that's all. That's also part of the Havdalah element of Matzah Yom Kippur. But a case where the nair of a goy, which the goy theoretically can do whatever he wants in Yom Kippur, that doesn't have the hecker of Havdalah that you make a bracha on that. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Chof. Shilik Matzah Shabbos Miyisrael. Kamashul and Bezeb. The Avdim of Rakham al Ur Shehidliko any Yehudi, me any Yehudi, Acher. We're going to see in a second that a Goy A lit a Nair on Shabbos. Goy B comes once the Shabbos and lights a Nair from it. You can't use it. Even though it was Hudlik Beheter. Abbot Shabbos said Hudlik Beheter. Hosim Shum the Gazrin and Otu, any Yehudi Rishon, Shuhidliko Beshabbos. Because if we're going to let you use the second Goy, you might come to use the first goy's nair, which that was lit on Shabbos, and that doesn't work. But if once it's the Jew's dealing with it, he can't light it. He can't light it on Shabbos. Can't light it. Can't light from it. So there's no chashash that you'll end up doing that. Therefore, when he lights it on Shabbos, everything is wonderful.
What, from a
non-Jew's
mind?
So this that your Goy B is lighting from Goy A, so how do they get together? Well, they had a group get together. This we have the chesed by Mesiba that their kavon is the Shem Avodazor. Somebody, he lit by himself, and then another guy came to him, not as part of a group, but he came to him and lit in there. Are you so many Yehudi?
What in the last case?
We have a rule, Stam Mesiba of the Gilulim of Goyim is four of Avodah Zarah. So if they were sitting together as a group, and that's what the second goy lit from the first goy, so you solve the problem, it wasn't lit on Shabbos, but you have a new problem, was lit as part of a Mesiba Goyim, which is the shame of Adazor. So that's what he said. So the case was, it wasn't like that, but they were sitting by Mesiba.
One goy lit flame to another goy after Shabbos.
Right, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
So that could be used.
Right. Oh, you saw me in Yehudi. So the Jew lit the nair after Shabbos from the nair that the goy had, even though, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chafal, the Hainer Fili Ima in Yehudi, he lit the nair Shaloi b'Shabbos. So the goy lit his on Shabbos. And now the Jew is lighting from that nair on Motzi Shabbos. So the Gzunt 8. Pilach Yishori. The ha ayyadei halakas yisrael and the toast of or shall heter, or mixes or sheeshba mina or harishan, of the seven shall heter humabark. So that's Mishnah, it's not the Mishnah, we don't look at there's some transfer of the nair, of the fire, and that fire had a chanami, it's not a problem. But the point is that above and beyond that, there's new fire which is being created now, and that new fire is mevatel b'roiv. That minimal amount of the old fire which was came from a halakha b'avera.
One goy had lit on Shabbos.
The goy lit on Shabbos, and then the Jew lit from the goy on Motzei Shabbos. Okay,
I'll let you. The goy lit on Shabbos, of course.
Okay, you weren't listening to me.
But if goy lights for another goy on Shabbos, it's not usable. Because if there's air.
The goy lights in there on Shabbos, you can't use them on Shabbos because it's called lit by Veira. Even though he lit it behetter for himself, not for a Jew, everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's still called hidluk by Veira. Now I'm lighting from the I come and say, okay, I can't use it there. I want to light from your nair a new nair, which wasn't hidluk by Veira. I lit it on Shabbos from your light. So when a Jew does that, that's mutter. Al ani Yehudi shehidluk. So we say, Mishmar said, what's the logic? Because in economy, there's a certain amount of transfer of the old nair, which Tak is also to use. But there's new fire, which is what to use. And that new fire is Mavato, the old fire. Now I say the Goy comes on to Shabbos and lights from the Goy. So Goye lights on Shabbos, can't use that. Goy becomes on to Shabbos and lights from Goye. And now I want to make up the Brichas and nair on that. Can't use it. Why can't you use it? What's the problem? It's the same thing as when a Jew lights. Larminon, the atesefis or shall het the shehidlik and yehudi zemot to Shabbos umavar. You don't say you're making a bracha on the new light which is better. Why not? It goes to otter and yehudi rishon. Because if you're going to allow a person to make a bracha on the second goy's light, person will say, "What do I need the second goy's light? Just go back to the first goy." You'll end up making a bracha on the first goy's light. With that, you can't do. Why don't I argue that the fire that he lit before on Shabbos is gone, or it's for the most part gone? This is a new fire, which is added on Motzei Shabbos. No, because if there's still that original. Pillar of fire, that original fire that you made, that you cannot benefit from, that you can't use. So if it allow you to use this one, we're going to use that one. So it's a double gzeirah. It can't be make a bracha on the tesefis or because you allow me to use the tesefis or you use the amud rishon. I can't allow you to work on somebody else who lit from that because if you use his light, you use this guy's light, which is also because you might do the amud rishon. The work was and what would that scenario be that you made a bracha right after Shabbos, shortly after it had been lit? So you said before you're not yotzeh on this nair, which is lo Shabbos neveira, but these cases it is Shabbos neveira. It's only gzeira, so b'diavad you yotzeh. Okay. Ain mevorchet alav chav gimel. Any yehudi hit lift from any yehudi, you can't make a brach on it. In hoitz any yehudi eish me eitzim avonim b'motzei Shabbos. The guy made a fire. He created a fire from eitzim or avonim, taking two stones and rubbing against each other, making a spark and lighting a fire, or doing the same thing with wood. Creating friction to the point that it gets hot enough that it'll start to burn, whatever what he did. That you can use. Because he's not lighting it from in there, Shalosh Shabbos. Everything's created by Shabbos. So you'll say, well, if you'll use that, you'll end up using that which is going to go on Shabbos. No, that way not goes. So the goy Motzei Shabbos makes a fire. So that you're allowed to make a bracha. He says, you know what? I'll light a candle from that. That already is confusing. this candle, I don't see it anymore. This is like the new fire. It looks like it's a new candle. Where did you get it from? You lit it from a different fire. So what's the difference if you light it from a different fire which had just been created, a different fire which is here from before? That's already... So the case which is the primary case, the distinction is clear enough to people where it's coming from. That's not, they didn't make a gzeira. The secondary cases which come out of it, it's not so distinct anymore, and therefore they did make the gzeira. Let's see.
What do you mean by that?
I'm putting one thing out there. There's an element of irony over here. You're being more makel. You're being more makel on the first nair than on the second than the second nair. Usually, it's the other way around. The first nair is a problem. We say we go to the second nair because of the first nair. Here's the exact opposite. The first nair, the goy went to Motzei Shabbos and he created. He's a boy scout and he knows how to make a fire from rubbing together, flint, and he makes a fire, brand new fire. You can make a brach on it. Goy made it. It's what he made Motzei Shabbos. I be goyser also no shaykes. It's like a whole clearly different, distinct thing. It's no shaykes and nair which is lit on Shabbos. So you can use that fire. Let's say a Jew came and lit a candle from the fire that the goy created on Motzei Shabbos. That candle you can't use, because that already is—it's a candle lit from a fire. So if I can use this candle, I can use a candle lit from a fire, which a goy lit on Shabbos, and that you can't do. So we're being more machmer by the candle that you lit from the fire than the fire itself. That's what I'm saying. Eimav Orchel Love. No, we did that. That's right. Okay. Eimav Orchel on there. Then the last thing I said over here. That you still lit from any hudi, and they shurish any hudi nasim malacha, because that was lit. He's talking about a case of Yom Kippur that the goy lit it on Yom Kippur, so this is it was nasim malacha. Now you're lighting from that. Shulik be Yom Kippur, he lit it on Yom Kippur. Now, so understand, but Matzah Shabbos you're allowed to use that. The answer is that the requirement of loy Shabbos be malacha. Loy Shabbos by Yom Kippur and by Shabbos are different. After Motzei Shabbos, Mevorchim on there is the goy lit a nair on Shabbos. A Jew lit a nair from on Motzei Shabbos from that nair. You can use that. A goy lit a nair on Yom Kippur. A Jew lights a nair from that on Motzei Yom Kippur. You can't use it. What's the difference? The answer is because you're making a bracha now on the new fire which has been added. Because when you make a new fire, there is new fire besides the old fire. Okay. And that you make a bracha on. But the seven kimen shul no lachshav havel kaur hayotzim eitzim avonim b'motzei Shabbos b'motzei Shabbos. It's like a new flame. New flames. You can you make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos. You cannot make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur on the new flame. It has to be on the old flames, which were here on Yom Kippur, and you chose not to use them. So you only make a bracha on the old flame part, which are going lit on Yom Kippur. So that's the problem. Okay. Sif Zion. He's walking outside of the city. And he sees there's a lot of light coming out of the city, enough that he can check the coins in his pocket. So he wants to get a bracha on that fire. So in Ruman enem Yehudim ain mevorchin alov in Ruman Yisrael I feel a mechzam mevorchin alov. So if it's Ruman enem Yehudim, we have to assume that they probably lit it on Shabbos, and therefore it's a problem if it wasn't Shabbos before Malacha. If it's Ruman Yisrael, you can assume that it was Hudlak Motzei Shabbos. The same way the Roy people of the city are Jews, probably the light is the light of the Roman people of the city, which are Jewish. Maybe not. You're allowed to be terrible. But you have to be close enough that the light is beneficial to the point that you can tell the difference between these similar coins, similar size, but different mabeis, different faces. Ches. Ura hiyotzim me'etzim avonim mevorchen alav. Matzim kippurim ein mevorchen alav. And Shabbos you can make a new fire and make a bracha on it. Matzim kippurim you cannot make a new fire and make a bracha on it. Chavav mevorchen alav. Fishagam tchilas brias ha'or ha'yam matzim Shabbos. Ha'yam the adoration of derech zeh. That's exactly what adoration did. He created a new fire on matzim Shabbos, and you're making a bracha. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the new fire that was created on matzim Shabbos. However, fire wasn't created on Matzah Yom Kippur. That's a totally different reason why you make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur. The fish of Kala Yom Haya also allowed the Ishtamas Bur, Lachshav Hutalai, before he cannot use this fire, now he could. The Chain, and the Baruch Ella Bur Shashabbos, so that you have to have had a fire which has been on Yom Kippur. So therefore a new fire is irrelevant. That's not what you're making a bracha. You're making a bracha on the old fire which you chose and you're not to use, and now you're able to use. Okay, let's hold it here.